But Justice Fitzgerald, returning to your 1974 election campaign, do I recall that you declined all contributions from lawyers?
I did. That was my one big experiment in the elective process. I had always a little bit had the feeling that lawyers, as far as courts are concerned, are a special interest group. And consequently, I decided early on that I would simply say I will not take any money from lawyers. Which, when you come right down to it, was a rather remarkable pronouncement. But you know what? It didn't create a ripple. It didn't create a ripple. It got maybe 6 or 8 inches of copy in the newspapers, and that was the end of it. It was never mentioned again. So all that I accomplished was taking in considerably less revenue than any other candidate ever has.
Well, before or since, in modern times, has this ever been done?
Not to my knowledge. Now, there have been some limitations put on the amount of money that lawyers may contribute. $100 is the most that a single lawyer can contribute to a candidate. As I recall, that limitation was not on at the time I said, I will take no money from lawyers. As I say, it read real good at the time that I did it, but it scarcely created a ripple, and it was just a sort of an experiment in nothingness, as it turned out.
In practical terms, did it severely limit your...
Yes, it did cut down considerably on the amount of money, because lawyers are major contributors to judicial campaigns. And I think this $100 limitation is a fine thing. And certainly $100 is a drop in the bucket when it comes to an election, the cost of an election. But you add enough of those together and you got quite a bit of money. So consequently, it did curtail considerably the amount of money that I took in, and it was a noble experiment, but it was a washout.
Did it? You won, as I recall, in a very close,
very tight election. My opponent, the Democratic Party, had nominated Blair Moody to run against me, and of course he came with good credentials as a circuit judge in Detroit. His father had been a U.S. senator. He had spent time in Washington himself, and he had had some very important cases in Detroit and like that, and his name was certainly well known. And I think the Democrats saw this as a main chance to defeat an incumbent. So Blair Moody was nominated. And it was a very, very tight election. I won by exactly 11,000 votes on the head. And the vote was upwards, as I recall, of 2 million. It was like 900,000 and something versus 900,000 and something. And the differential was exactly 11,000 votes. So it was a narrow, very narrow victory.